With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former New York cop is going to prison for throwing a cooler that caused a fatal crash.
The sentence was 3 to 9 years for former Sergeant Eric Duran. He was convicted of manslaughter. In 2023, Duran tossed a picnic cooler full of drinks at a fleeing suspect, Eric Dupre, who then crashed his motorized scooter and died. Hawk Newsom is with Black Lives Matter.
For today, we got it right.
Arthur Adella is Duran's attorney.
Sergeant Duran never acted with malice. He wanted to save someone. His whole career, he was protecting people.
Duran is the first former NYPD officer sentenced to prison for an on-duty death in at least 2 decades. I'm Ed Donahue.
First Lady Melania Trump is firing back. She says she had no ties to Jeffrey Epstein nor any knowledge of his crimes.
The lies linking me with the disgraceful Jeffrey Epstein need to end today. The individuals lying about me are devoid of ethical standards, humility, and respect.
First Lady says the truth about Epstein's crimes will only come out after his victims are allowed to testify before Congress.
Give these victims their opportunity to testify under oath in front of Congress with the power of sworn testimony. Each and every woman should have her day to tell her story in public if she wishes.
Homeland Security Secretary Mark Wayne Mullen reviewing plans to convert warehouses into detention facilities for immigrants. Immigration officials spending more than $1 billion on 11 warehouses, but they have faced strong opposition. This is SRN News. Some Christians struggle with doubt. Here's correspondent Michael Harrington.
According to the latest poll from Lifeway Research, 25% of Protestant churchgoers in this country say that when difficult circumstances come into their lives, they find themselves sometimes questioning whether God loves them and will provide for them. 24% also say that when unexplained things happen, they typically, quote, doubt that God is involved. And about 1 in 4 also question whether God can change the lives of their non-Christian friends. Michael Harrington reporting.
Federal judge has refused to block the practice of filling prescriptions for the abortion pill mifepristone by mail across the United States, at least for the time being. It is considered a setback to Louisiana's effort to stifle groups that do send that drug into a number of states where abortion is banned. This is SRN News. Well, the American economy is getting stronger, but it was slowed by last fall's 43-day government shutdown, thanks to the Democrats, and it grew at a slightly slower pace. We have more details now on the story from correspondent Mike Hempen.
The Commerce Department says the American economy grew at a sluggish 0.5% annual pace from October through December. That's down slightly from the previous estimate of 0.7% growth. The gross domestic product is the nation's output of goods and services. It had registered an impressive growth of nearly 4.5% in the third quarter of last year. But last fall, the GDP was slowed by the 43-day government shutdown. The economic outlook for this year is hazy after the U.S.-Israeli war with Iran drove up energy prices and disrupted global commerce. Mike Hempen, Washington.
More details at srnnews.com.